Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell may seem like an unlikely champion for an illegal substance, but the Senate Speaker just added the legalization of marijuana's non-psychoactive cousin, hemp, to the Senate Farm Bill. The industrial hemp business is increasingly seen as an economic savior and substitute for vulnerable industries like mining. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ali Budner reports from Colorado, one of the first places in the nation to make hemp legal at the state level.
For over a decade, Corey Colombo worked in farming and construction in the town of Nucla, Colorado. Now he has a new job at Paradox Ventures.
Hi, Corey.
We're in a large greenhouse that's chock full of baby hemp plants. Noisy giant fans are whirring above them to circulate the air.
Usually we have a little music going for the plants too.
What kind of music do they like?
Oh, rock. They love rock.
How do you know?
They look happier, you know.
Colombo's family and community are steeped in the region's older industries. His grandparents grew up in the town of Paradox and entered the mining industry in the nearby town of Nucla during the uranium boom. But the uranium and coal mining jobs that used to sustain the region have waned, and the tri-state power plant is set to close.
That feeds a lot of families there in Nucla, the power plant and the mine. My goal is if I could get 10 families in Nucla involved in hemp and, you know, save 10 farms, then I've did my job.
He says Paradox Ventures is making progress. Last year, the operation started out with 50 hemp plants, and this year they're cloning and transplanting nearly 50,000. Planting time is just around the corner.
So we're out at one of the farms.
That's Don Corum, the founder of Paradox Ventures.
As you can see, the soil is ready and...
Corum is no ordinary farmer. He's actually a Republican state senator from Colorado. He represents mostly rural districts in the western half of the state, communities like Colombo's hometown of Nucla.
I just saw what I thought was going to be an already devastated community and said, you know, I think if we can put this together, we can make it work.
Corum actually sponsored the legislation that formally regulated industrial hemp in the state 4 years ago. Since then, Colorado has become the top producer of hemp in the country. 35 states have legalized it now, and researchers have identified at least 25,000 uses for hemp, ranging from textiles to animal feed to medicine to something Corum hopes will become this area's specialty, building materials.
You can make a hemp shingle that's 3/16 of an inch thick, but yes, has a 1,200-pound PSI breaking point. So the hail damage that you're getting on the roofs in Denver and in northeast Colorado, you could eliminate by putting that product on.
How long do you think that it might take to actually establish out there so that it does become something that provides jobs, like an actual economic opportunity for folks who may be losing those power plant jobs?
I think within the next 24 months.
He acknowledges there have been obstacles. Water, for example. Hemp is a less thirsty crop than, say, corn or wheat, but farmers have run into trouble with authorities for using federal water on a federally illegal crop. Corum fixed that last year with a law that says anyone with a legal water right here can use it any way they want. But there are other obstacles to overcome, like banking.
It is still considered a controlled substance on a federal level.
That's Sandy Head with the Economic Development Corporation in Montrose, Colorado.
So you can't get a bank loan to start up a company. And that's been a glitch.
Industrial hemp plants also can't legally surpass a 0.3% level of THC. That's the primary psychoactive component in marijuana. If it does, a farmer will have to destroy the crop, and there's no insurance for that. Plus, she says, in order to make the crop profitable,
we absolutely have to get the processing facilities in place.
Right now, there are a handful of hemp processors in the state, but only one in Montrose County. As its crop production grows exponentially, Paradox Ventures hopes to help open a processing facility in Nucla. All in all, though, Sandy Head has a measured view of what they can accomplish.
I don't think hemp is taking things by storm. I think what it is it's an option.
An option with quite a few strings attached. And the road to federal legalization of hemp could be a rocky one. Mitch McConnell may have added hemp legalization to the Senate's version of the Farm Bill, but that legislation has its own rocky path to navigate. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.